The late Dr. Adrian Rogers once said, "An unexcited Christian is simply a Christian who has forgotten who God is." He was right. He was right to remind us that we need to start refocusing on God's attributes, on who God really is. Yes, the positive side to this is, if you feel weary, start thinking about who God is. Not just what he does, but who he is. He is so good, loving, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He is good. He is good. And he is loving. God wanted to create you, and so he did. Take John 3:16 to heart. Believe God and focus on him. Now, even if it's hard to say hallelujah at the moment, take a turn, it's your turn, to praise him right now, wherever you are, for who he is, in answer to whatever is on your heart. Maybe you feel lonely. Well, God has said he would never forsake you. He is with you. Jesus said, "I am with you always." And that includes right now. We need to learn how to allow our faith to direct our feelings and not the reverse. After all, we don't depend on our feelings to determine facts in other areas of our lives. Feelings don't change the facts. God cares about how we feel, certainly, and Jesus understands. I mean, he walked in our shoes, or in our sandals, whatever you want to say. And we just need to remember that he cares, but that our feelings do not change that. That's right. He wants us to remember that his word is fact. His love for us is real. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptations, but one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how it feels to be human in every respect as we are, yet without committing any sin." So my friends, no matter how your feelings have changed, just remember that they'll change again. Better times ahead. That's always true for every believer in Jesus. And he hasn't changed. In fact, his word says, "I, the Lord, do not change." So, let's praise him. Let's pray. Let's cast our cares upon him and share him with others this week. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you. Help us to focus on you and who you are. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Help us to listen to you every day and not to ignore what you want us to do or what you're doing. Help us to love you and love others with your love and without any compromise and not being reliant on our feelings. We do thank you for caring about how we feel, and we cast our cares upon you right now. We pray for all prayer requests on our hearts, and we ask for your best for each request sent to Praying Pals and any request on our hearts and minds. And Lord Jesus, we believe you, and we believe that you died on the cross in our place, that you bore the punishment for our sin, and that you offer us complete freedom and forgiveness from sin as we trust in you alone for our salvation. We repent. We turn to you now. We receive you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for indwelling us. Lord, we just pray that you would use us in any way you want. And we bless your name. We praise you for who you are, not just what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Whatever is on your heart, find a scripture that provides a character trait of God in answer to what is on your mind. You know, it's phenomenal to read his word, to look up things either in a search engine or in your concordance in relation to whatever we're facing, and to stare up and look at the face of Christ, and he'll help you face anything. All right, let's pray and love others this week, and you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.